Ethics and the opposite sex. Acquire moral stamina by saying, I will not dishonor my Redeemer. You ask me if you shall make a public confession. I say, no. Do not dishonor the Master by making public the fact that one ministering in the Word could be guilty of such sin as you have committed. It would be a disgrace to the ministry. Do not give publicity to this matter by any means. It would do injustice to the whole cause of God. It would create impure thoughts in the minds of many even to hear these things repeated. Defile not the lips even by communicating this to your wife, to make her ashamed and bow her head in sorrow. Go to God and to the brethren who know this terrible chapter in your experience and say what you have to say, then let prayer be offered to God in your behalf. Cultivate sobriety. Walk carefully and prayerfully before God. Acquire moral stamina by saying, I will not dishonor my Redeemer. Practical religion leads its possessor to control the affections. You may intelligently believe the truth, but the work is still before you to bring every action of your life and every emotion of your heart into harmony with your faith. The prayer of Christ for his disciples just prior to his crucifixion was, Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. The influence of the truth should affect not merely the understanding, but the heart and life. Genuine, practical religion will lead its possessor to control his affections. Sin is sin even when the seducer is a minister. If the sisters were elevated and possessing purity of heart, any corrupt advances, even from their minister, would be repulsed with such positiveness as would never need a repetition. Minds must be terribly befogged by Satan when they can listen to the voice of the seducer because he is a minister, and therefore break God's plain and positive commands and flatter themselves that they commit no sin. Have we not the words of John, He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him? What saith the law? Thou shalt not commit adultery. When a man professing to keep God's holy law, and ministering in sacred things, takes advantage of the confidence his position gives him and seeks to indulge his base passions, this fact should of itself be sufficient to make a woman professing godliness to see that, although his profession is as exalted as the heavens, an impure proposal coming from him is from Satan disguised as an angel of light. I cannot believe that the word of God is abiding in the hearts of those who so readily yield up their innocency and virtue upon the altar of lustful passions. Never take advantage of the confidence your people place in you. When ministers thus take advantage of the confidence the people place in them and lead souls to ruin, they make themselves as much more guilty than the common sinner as their profession is higher. In the day of God, when the great ledger of heaven is opened, it will be found to contain the names of many ministers who have made pretensions to purity of heart and life and profess to be entrusted with the gospel of Christ, but who have taken advantage of their position to allure souls to transgress the law of God. Ministers violating the seventh commandment must not be entrusted with guardianship of souls. I have no real ground of hope for those who have stood as shepherds to the flock, and have for years been borne with by the merciful God, following them with reproof, with warnings, with entreaties, but who have hid their evil ways, and continued in them, thus defying the laws of the God of heaven by practicing fornication. We may leave them to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, after all has been done to reform them, but in no case entrust to them the guardianship of souls. False shepherds. Oh, can it be that the men who have been engaged in this work for a long time will corrupt their ways before the Lord after great experience and special light?